Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.
The following paid program does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of Tri-Scepter Productions or the Superhuman Channel. Tri-Scepter Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled.
From the studio gym where excuses never apply.
It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
And of course, it's Friday, which means I am joined in the studio by my co-host, the lovely and talented Elisa Profumo. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Good. We've got a great show planned today. Lots of good things to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
The first of which is those annoying little SOBs, the Japanese beetles.
I just think the bugs are really, really bad this year.
I mean, we've heard it, right? We've heard that because the winter was mild and the summer came early, that the bugs are like in full force. This is like their greatest. The Japanese beetles are destroying the rose bushes terribly.
They really are. I mean, there's just hundreds of them. I was pushing them into, I've heard that if you put them into like a bucket of soapy water, they can't fly out, so it drowns them.
Right.
There were hundreds. They look like coffee beans.
That takes too long for me. I smack them to the ground and squash them. I got to tell you something. I've become intimately, wait, listen. This is the Beatles song in honor of the Japanese Beatles. And the reason I like this song come together, because the Japanese Beatles are the obese people of the bug world. And I'll tell you why. They're slow moving.
Uh-huh.
When they get to a rose bush, they all pile on and they eat and eat and eat. And in the morning when I come out to water the plants, they're laying there completely asleep. Like after a food frenzy the night before, they're just laying there with their back legs straight up in the air. And it makes it so easy. I just slap them to the ground and step on them before they wake up. They don't even know it. It's unbelievable. It's like, and when they fly, they're slow moving. It's like it takes a little while for them to get going. And then they're just really, really funny bugs.
They're very annoying. And they've annihilated one of my rose bushes.
Yeah. They're very destructive bugs.
They are. Did you watch that 60 Minutes about the mosquitoes?
Yes, scary stuff about mosquitoes.
It is, yes. And they said that people who eat a lot of sugar attract more mosquitoes.
You know, and I always wondered, I am not getting bit as badly this year as I have when I can think back. Years and years ago, I used to, especially when I was very heavy.
Uh-huh.
Well, let's say it, when I was fat. When I was fat, I used to get bit up all the time. And now I understand why, because they're attracted to that sweet blood, I guess.
I think so.
Yeah, so there you go. So the Paleolithic diet has another advantage. You don't attract as many mosquitoes either. Well, anyway, speaking of dieting, did you see who lost 30 pounds?
Paula Deen.
Paula Deen did.
Yum, y'all.
she's still eating all the crappy food she ate before. She's just eating less of it.
Well, she says she's just eating her food in moderation. But she says she cut her carbs. And she's been all over the television. On July 4th, I was doing cardio. I had to do, I think, 70 minutes that day. but I was watching television while I was doing my cardio. And she looks horrible.
Yeah.
She's just real boxy on top and
well,
real,
you know,
muscles.
I was just going to say, she's what she doesn't realize, what Paula Deen doesn't realize, which most Americans don't realize, who strictly look at the scale as the definitive factor of progress in their diet, is that she probably is now lost so much more muscle than she had before. You know, she probably didn't have a lot to begin with. And even though she's 30 pounds lighter on the scale, she probably still has metabolic disorders. I'll bet you anything that she's not going to come off of her drugs.
Well, now, I saw her on The View, and she was talking with someone, and I think she said that she was off some of her medications.
Oh, did she?
Not all of them, but of course, isn't she a spokesperson for one of the...
Yeah, one of the diabetes medications.
Yes.
Let's listen to this. This is, just real quick, this is... what's his name on Good Morning America? George Stephanopoulos. I'm just going to play a little bit of it. I don't know what to expect here. Hold on a second. Oh, sorry about that.
Reveals how she lost 30 pounds in the last few months and says that the entire Deen clan is following her lead. ABC's Paula Ferris has more on how Deen is downsizing.
the Queen of Lard.
I want to tell you a quick little story.
She's known as the Queen of Southern Comfort Cuisine.
I'm going to wrap my bacon.
She's going to wrap
around this macaroni and cheese.
Macaroni and cheese. A block of macaroni and cheese wrapped with bacon and then deep fried.
We're going to add another stick of melted butter.
The Food Network chef has set aside her decadent dishes and tells People magazine she's lost a whopping 30 pounds.
For the first time since she was a high school cheerleader, Paula has started working out. She says it's really helping her.
Oh, she's lifting weights.
Oh,
how many pounds?
The little 2-pound dumbbells, but still. And she's doing wall squats with a ball behind her back, you know, just body weight squats.
I feel great, and there's hope for us fatties, you know?
But how does someone who's made a living on high-fat cooking lose weight?
It's really about moderation. I'll double my salad, double my green beans.
Yeah.
You know,
she misses the point.
What I don't understand is, why? Okay, so she became so popular with the food that was so terrible. Now she's popular for going on a diet and losing 30 pounds. I mean, why does she get so much attention?
Well, that's the way the country is, isn't it? I mean, when you really think about who really gets attention in the world today, it's not the people who achieve things quietly. It's the people who, you know, make a big deal about, oh, well, look what I did. You know what I mean? She lived the wrong life for a long time. Now all of a sudden she's doing the right thing and it's like, oh, she's just amazing. And that's the way most Americans are. I mean, it's just other than when you first came to this show, have you ever really talked about your journey? I mean, you've been living this lifestyle longer than I have. Have you ever talked to anybody about, well, you know, I live really good. I do this. I do that. I go to sleep early.
No.
Yeah. Most of us just do it quietly. And you know why? Because we do it for ourselves. We're not really doing it for, you know, some fanfare.
Right.
Well, you know what? I commend her. I really do. I got to be honest with you. I commend her for starting to focus on this issue. What I would really like to see her do, I'm calling out all of these chefs. I don't care if it's Battaglia. I don't care if it's it's Bela Lugosi. I don't care if it's her, you know, Emma Lagasse. I don't care which one of them comes out, but I want one of them to go, you know what? I'm going to revamp the way I cook, and I'm going to start teaching people how to cook high protein, high fat, low glycemic index carbohydrates. I'm going to start cooking paleo style, ancestral style.
Maybe we should start a Food Network series on paleo cooking.
Yeah, because we need, you really need? You need one of these people who already has the Pied Piper effect and has people following them,
mm-hmm.
right? And you know who really should do it? I just thought of it because he's in great shape. What's the other redheaded guy who owns all the restaurants in Bobby Flay?
Oh, yeah.
You know, Bobby's in great shape. Bobby should turn around and be he should say, look, you know what? We understand that ancestral diets are healthier, and I'm going to focus on making the best tasting foods while adhering to an ancestral diet protocol, and I'm going to save America. We need one of these people to do that.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think they will, so.
We were talking about sugar earlier, and remember we were talking about a few weeks ago, we talked about vitamin water and how it had 16 teaspoons of sugar in each bottle.
Right.
Well, and we talked about how we can just make our own vitamin water, so we did that.
Right. You did it. You did a great job.
Okay, I did that. I made citrus with lemon and lime.
Right.
And then I made strawberry and lime. And no, strawberry, mint, and then I put stevia.
Leaves in it.
My fresh stevia from the garden in it. And then I did blackberries, lime, and fresh stevia.
Right.
They are so good.
Right.
I mean, it's awesome. The water tastes incredible.
Right. And it's not a juice. It's not like as though it's just infused with the flavor. It doesn't have a lot of the sugar because you didn't use a lot of anything.
Right.
You know, but it tastes so good and it's refreshing as well.
It's a refreshing drink for, when it's so hot outside.
And if you want to take it a step further, you can go out and get electrolyte concentrated. There's a company that sells electrolyte concentrate in a small plastic bottle. You take like 2 capfuls per gallon and drop it in there. And then you get your potassium, your sodium, your magnesium, everything in there as well. So you can take it a step further.
But I use the mint from my herb garden and the stevia from my herb garden, and then the blackberries and the strawberries I got from the lemon and limes actually
farmer's market
came from the farmer.
Which, by the way, the eggs at the farmer's market are catching on, because when we get there, they're all gone now already.
I know.
People are starting to get the religion. It's
that's
really
awesome.
Good. But that's a good thing. You know, I mean, I feel like more and more people are starting to pay attention to what's going on with the farmer markets locally now.
Uh-huh.
So that's a good thing.
That is a good thing.
There's something I have to mention, too, before we go into the break.
Okay.
We have a lot of new female listeners listening to the show.
Uh-huh.
And I think they're finding us on Facebook. So it's not like they're in the culture already. And they know what the show is about. And my fear is that when they find us on Facebook and then come over to superhumanradio.com and they see these discussions about strength and conditioning, you know, that they get turned off, that they think, oh, this is a man's website. This is for men. Now, they're going to see other things, too, like smart, sexy, and strong at 100, and how to cure cancer with vitamin C. And I believe that those types of shows appeal to the women, uh-huh, by and large. And the message that I want to send to the new female listeners out there is this. Part of the prescription to longevity and aging well is strength and conditioning. And you have to get this. You have to abandon this notion that this is strictly a man thing. Women need to be strong. And we've talked about this before, but in case any of you missed it, women typically outlive men. The thing that causes women to end up in an institution is their inability to be ambulatory. They can't get out of a chair on their own any longer. They can't lift a package. And then the kids go, Mom, you can't live by yourself, and they put you into a nursing home. So the things that we talk about on the show about adding muscle to your carcass and being strong are even more important for women who it doesn't come naturally to. And the media is telling you to ignore that stuff, to focus on dieting and losing muscle. So I want to welcome the new listeners, the female listeners, but please don't tune out to the shows that you think are, you know, quote unquote bodybuilding or, you know, muscle shows, because these are more important for you than they are for the men in the audience. You, what do you think of that?
No, I agree. My mind is racing as you're talking about all this. So many of my friends cannot even do push-ups or sit-ups, push-ups. You know, it's ridiculous.
Can't start their own lawnmower.
Can't start her. One of my friends can't start her own lawnmower. Can't do push-ups unless it's on her knees. Can't do them the men's way. If
right.
That's what they call them.
Right.
That's what my friends call them, the men's way.
Yeah. Right.
But it's just amazing to me. So when we come out of the break, I want to talk about squats. And I'm not Dr. Rouse, if you're listening. I'm not talking about hack squats. I'm talking about free bar squats.
Yes, okay.
Okay.
All right, so let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we'll pick it up. You're listening to Casual Friday on Superhuman Radio. Stay tuned.
Read like a who's who of hormones and natural compounds designed to increase muscle mass, focus, and libido so you can keep all your hard-earned muscle gains as you cycle off or diet down. Bridge is not fairy dust. Ingredients like Fatogea, Pregenolon, Phosphatidylserine, and Alpha-GPC ensure you maintain an anabolic environment while Uricoma, Longifolia, Murabuama, Lepidium Mayeni, and Resveratrol keep you feeling strong and focused just the way you were on cycle. Bridge is the most unique supplement on the market that works anytime. Check out Bridge today at needtobuildmuscle.net. Don't lose your gains. Bridge.
From the most advanced supplement company on the planet, Primordial Performance, comes the new Andro Series. Andro Lean is a thermogenic aid that will promote lipolysis and incinerate body fat. Andro Mass creates explosive gains and is highly anabolic. Andro Hard will turn your muscles into granite hard stone while increasing sex drive and maximizing strength. The Andro Series represents the most advanced delivery systems available anywhere. These are non-methylated and completely liver safe and non-toxic. Buy one or stack all of the new Andro Series products today at primordialperformance.com. You already know how great the Testo 100 Transdermal Testosterone Boosting Patch is. Well, now it's even better. The new and improved Testo 100 patch now contains diaspartic acid, stinging nettle root, and androstenotrione to increase free testosterone while reducing sex hormone binding globulin and aromatase enzyme. It's still made in FDA certified labs and contains all the great ingredients that made it work originally. But now it's even better. Bypassing the stomach to deliver its ingredients throughout the day for greater increase
increases in energy, libido, and muscle-building fat-burning effects. Get 50% off when you use the coupon code SHR4. Go to AGEFORCE.com and use the coupon code SHR4 and get your new Testo 100 patch today.
You may not recognize Muscle Gauge Nutrition, but that's because they've been in the background as a private label manufacturer for some of your favorite brands. Now get ready to hear their name a lot as an introductory offer. Get 5 pounds of pure whey protein isolate for as little as $11 a pound and get free shipping too. Each 30-gram scoop contains the requisite amount of leucine to stimulate the anabolic response. Check out these flavors: cake batter, chocolate, cinnamon bun, ice cream sandwich, rocky road, strawberry, vanilla, and unflavored. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Muscle Gauge banner ad and use the coupon code SUPER. That's SUPER today. Summer is here. You need help quick. You need the 21-Day Beachbody Challenge from 21dayfit.com. Want muscle? Want chiseled abs? Want to feel great about your body? Then go to 21dayfit.com today and get the results you want in 21 days. From body of work icon Sean Phillips to you, this results-driven 21-minute program for 21 days gives you foolproof success, and it's free. Go to 21dayfit.com and start today, and your abs are on the way. That's the number 21dayfit.com, and download the Summer Supercharger immediately. Mass Pro Synthogen is unlike any supplement to come before it, both in form and function. Synthogen is the world's first messenger RNA translation accelerator. Messenger RNA is the rate-limiting step in growing new muscle. Synthogen rapidly stimulates protein synthesis on demand, day or night. Synthogen allows you to train harder, longer, stronger, and more frequently than your competition. Synthogen is the absolute fastest drug-free recovery agent available. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Synthogen banner ad to learn more. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
Build muscle, burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
Just a reminder, 30-day free supply of the Age Force Fat Burner Patch now contains the thyroid hormone T2. Which has been shown to burn body fat. Get a free 30-day supply by going to superhumanradio.com. What are you waiting for? All you've got to lose is some weight. That sounds good, doesn't it?
Body fat.
Welcome back. Anyway, so we were talking about heavy lifting.
Heavy training.
Right, for women and how important it is. And then you said that there was something you wanted to talk about.
Well, I just wanted to talk about squats. Interestingly enough, Dr. Mercola, is that how you pronounce his last name?
Mercola.
He has something on his website about squats and about how good they are for you. Yeah. And I found that interesting.
Well, you know, I mean, this is something we've been talking about forever. And now all of a sudden mainstream media outlets like Dr. Mercola, I mean, he considers himself a cutting edge kind of a, you know, guy.
He's on Dr. Oz.
Yeah, he's really not. He's part of the mainstream. And it's, I'm glad that he's promoting exercise.
No,
like
he was
that.
On Dr. Yeah. Oz.
No, I know.
Oh, okay.
But I'm glad he's promoting heavy resistance training because he has a lot of women who follow him.
Right. On here it says he talks about the benefits of squats and how can squats benefit your health. I just want to go through some of the things that
he
says.
Yeah, please do.
Squats are a functional exercise that can help you do real life activities with ease. And he says the squat is a great functional exercise, especially since humans have been doing it since the hunter-gatherer days.
Right.
It builds muscle in your whole body. Squats can help you burn more fat. It gives you better mobility and balance. It may help you avoid injuries. You can tone your buttocks, abs, and whole body. It can help you run and jump higher, run faster. It can help you eliminate body waste. I found that one interesting.
Because he's talking about any type of really, really heavy resistance training causes a phenomenon called vascular density.
Uh-huh.
So the more blood flow into muscles and so on, it removes waste products from the body faster.
Right.
It's healthy. It's good for you.
Yeah, it says squats help improve and make your bowel movements more regular.
Which, you know, I got to be honest with you, and I thought about this. I've been to a lot of powerlifting competitions where guys who were squatting very heavy weight, I'm talking about above 500 pounds, who didn't go potty before the meet, pooped themselves while they were squatting.
You're kidding me.
Oh, yeah. It happens often. Yeah, it happens. When you're down in that squatting position with 500 pounds on your body and you're getting ready to push out, you know, your core muscles tighten up. They press against your organs. They press against your intestines, and it's like a tube of toothpaste. So, yeah, so there you go.
So anyway, so I was, my coach did have me doing hack squats, and now she has me doing free bar squats.
Yes.
Actually, today I have to do box squats.
And you do them right. You actually sit down and get back up, because you had somebody comment to you about this, right?
I did, uh-huh. Yeah,
see, and you learned that on this show. Most people just do touch and goes. But anyway, and interestingly enough, you were a little apprehensive about doing free bar squats for a long time. You looked at them like, wow, this may be a lot harder than the Smith machine squats I've been doing.
Yes, and I think it was more mental, because with the Smith machine, you have that safety net.
You could twist the handle and it catches.
Yes, there's a safety net built in for you, where with the free bar, there's not.
Well, there is. If you don't have the pins on the squat rack,
uh-huh.
you can just push the bar off your back.
That's true.
Let it hit the ground.
That's true.
But if you're in the squat rack with the pins and you do that, then the bar hits the pins rolls forward and hits you in the back of the legs and knocks you down. I've seen it happen.
Anyway, I was squatting a couple days ago. I had to do squats. And, I mean, they feel so good. I have to do 4 sets and 12 reps each.
Right.
And I just kept adding weight, and it felt good.
And you surprised yourself, which means you're going to go up now again, aren't you?
Right. I was surprised at how light the weight felt, and mentally I was afraid to do it.
I mean, you had 135 on the bar, and there was a kid there, right?
So I had 135. I'd never squatted that much before, and that's a lot of weight for me, I thought. That's more than what I weigh, you
right.
know? So I looked around. I didn't see anybody that I knew in the gym. So there was some kid standing there. I said, could you spot me? And he goes, well, ma'am, how would you like for me to do that?
You know why he asked you that? Because most of the time when you squat somebody in the squat, I mean, you spot somebody in the squat, you get right up against them. Like your hips are against their butt almost, you know, there's maybe like an inch or two, because you're going to go squat down with them and keep your arms underneath their armpits, so to speak. So if they lose balance and they can't get up, you just push them back up. So he's probably thinking, oh man, I'm going to have to get like,
well, I just said,
I'm going to have to spoon with you here.
No, I said, just watch me to make sure that I'm okay. Cause I didn't know if I could do that much weight. I felt great. I did 12 reps.
Right.
And that was easy for me. I mean, not easy, but you know.
It was easier than you anticipated.
Because I was so worried about it.
So now you will be doing, so now you're going to be a disciple of free bar squats.
I will.
That's what happens. I know. That's exactly what happens.
I will. Okay, so speaking of squatting, somebody posted this, and I apologize for not having their names, but it's been a while. I've been saving articles from Facebook. The 20 dumb things that bodybuilders say.
Yeah. And I take offense to this is really a form of sensationalization. I mean, the whole idea that bodybuilders are dumb has been a myth that's been perpetuated forever.
Right.
On both sides of the fence, non-bodybuilders and bodybuilders. And bodybuilders are generally smarter than the average person about nutrition and health and everything that goes along with it.
Exactly.
But go ahead. So let's hear it.
Okay. So do you want me to tell the name of the website?
Absolutely.
It's BrinkZone.com.
Which is Will Brink. Will Brink's claim to fame is that he trained at Muscle Beach back in the day when Arnold and those guys were there.
Okay. The article was written by Ben Pakulski.
Pakulski. Actually writes for Muscle Insider also.
Okay. Okay, the first one is chicken, egg whites, rice, and rice cakes only if you want to get shredded.
People like Dave Pulcinella, Dave has 6 foods that he eats when he wants to get shredded. That's probably not the healthiest approach, but for some people it's the easiest way to handle it, just if you have these same repetitive foods. What is he saying about that? That it's not healthy?
Right. He said, if your trainer says this to you, to fire him.
Yes and no. I you know what? If you're there's a lot of, I mean, with all respect to Ben, you know, because he's a competitor also, but there are a lot of competitors out there who, I mean, I know Jay Cutler, when he won the Olympia several times, he ate nothing but some whitefish like tilapia for the 4 or 5 weeks leading up to the Olympia.
You know,
tilapia and rice, and that was all he ate every day.
I used to like tilapia until we did that story about how it's raised in sewage water, and
yeah.
I just can't make myself eat it anymore.
Me either.
I just can't.
But I think that it depends on how extreme you are, whether or not you should fire your
your trainer.
Yeah, if you're an average person and they say that to you, you're never going to comply with it. So I agree with them, fire them. But if you're a competitor who's been up on stage numerous times and you have that discipline and that drive and you're that extreme about your diet, then I don't know that you would fire them.
Okay, fat makes you fat. And then he's saying fats are essential for countless essential body processes.
And he's right.
Okay, you've got to lift heavy to grow.
Okay.
And he says, come on, people, if you've ever read anything I've written, you know this is not true. You have to lift properly and maximize tension to grow.
That's true.
A calorie is a calorie. Sounds like meathead math to me. That's what he said.
Right. But I don't know any bodybuilders, Ben, who say a calorie is a calorie. I got to be honest with you. That's something that comes more from the mainstream, I think, than the bodybuilding community, because mm-hmm. bodybuilders know that protein and fat act differently than carbohydrates.
I'm trying to work with my tie-ins. He said he still laughs when he reads this. A tie-in, there's no such thing.
So in other words, like a tie-in is an area of the muscle. Let's say the insertion point or the origination point of a muscle where it ties in.
They come together.
To another muscle group. So like the outermost portion of the pectoral muscle where it connects underneath the shoulders, you know, uh-huh. where underneath the delts. People call that tie-ins.
He says you can't train a tie-in. You can't train that.
I don't know about that.
I'm training to stretch my fascia. Training to stretch my fascia. It's 100% proven that fascia has a tensile strength of steel.
Okay. Only in certain directions, Ben. Okay? It doesn't have the tensile strength of steel in all directions. It has tensile strength of steel when it's pulled across its length. But go ahead.
Narrow grip T-bar rows work my inner back.
Well, wait a minute. I want to go back to that. So he's saying that you can't stretch your fascia?
Right.
That's been proven to be incorrect. All you have to do is look at all of the Katsu research coming out of Japan. That works predominantly on fascia stretching. The inch of muscle that is gained when a person puts a blood pressure cuff on their thigh or their arm and then trains it with very light weight is not from protein synthesis. It's from fluid uptake in the muscle fiber as a result of stretching of both the fascia and the muscle fiber so that it can take up more fluid. So I would have to disagree with you that I think there is some validity to what the fascia can do in allowing a muscle to grow. And again, I would respectfully point to all of the Katsu research out there.
Narrow grip T-bar rows work my inner back.
Okay, and he's saying that doesn't happen.
He's saying a narrow grip on back simply impedes ranges and forces you to use greater internal rotation of your shoulder joints.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I kind of agree with that, yeah.
I don't want to overtrain. He said, listen, an hour or two, 5 days a week is not overtraining ever, period, unless you don't eat and don't sleep, and in which case overtraining is the least of your worries.
Yeah, and I agree with him there. I think the only people that really have to worry about overtraining are real professional athletes like MMA fighters and Olympic athletes who are doing, you know, they're training for 8 hours a day. Professional football players, they're training for, you know, 6, 7, 8 hours a day. I think they have the potential to overtrain. Mm-hmm. But I think the average bodybuilder doesn't, especially if he's going in and he's doing the traditional high-intensity stuff for 45 minutes and getting out of there. He's not even burning all the glycogen he thinks he's burning out of his muscles. So I agree with him there.
Low-intensity cardio is best for fat burning. By now, most of you know this is a big load of BS and that low-intensity cardio does not, in fact, burn a greater percentage of overall fat while doing the exercise, but does nothing for your BMR, a.k.a. calorie burning, for the rest of the day.
And I agree with him 100%. It's been shown that high-intensity training, minute for minute, is more effective at burning fat than slow-state cardio. But there is a place for slow-state cardio, as we found out yesterday with Sabina Scala, who trains MMA fighters and Olympic athletes. And 45 minutes of slow-state cardio a couple times a week is important for a certain type of hypertrophic effect on the heart that actually makes the heart more efficient. So I wouldn't poo-poo slow-state cardio just because it doesn't burn enough fat.
You're going to like the next one. Fasted cardio burns more fat. He says, nope, never has been proven, ever.
Oh, that's not true. Dr. Mark McCarty with the Tijuana, I want to say some hospital in Tijuana, Mexico, published two really well-done studies that show that the substrate utilization when doing both resistance training as well as cardio after an overnight fast, exploiting the overnight fast. He's talking about mini fasts of 12 to 15 hours. Definitely burns more fat.
And that's why you do cardio in the morning on a
fast. Well, and a lot of people do, yeah. I mean, I think that maybe he didn't see that research, so he hasn't seen that. But he should look for Dr. Mark McCarty's research. Hold on a second. I'll tell you where it's from. Here, bear with me one second. Go ahead, read the next one.
Okay, the next one is Preacher Curls Work My Lower Biceps. And he says, we've all done this at some point, but thankfully I know better. As much as it would be nice to work my lower bicep or lengthen my bicep, Preacher Curls do not do this, and neither do any exercises.
Yeah, I don't think you can really lengthen a muscle. What you can do is give a muscle a longer look if you can get the fascia at the origination and insertion points to stretch a little bit and allow the muscle belly to look longer.
And can you do that through stretching?
No, but you can do it using katsu. By causing muscular congestion, by forcing blood through a moderate restrictive process, by forcing blood into the muscle and making it stretch the muscle and fill it further. You know, here's how you should think of it. Have you ever blown up those skinny balloons?
Yes.
That they use for mm-hmm. balloon animals?
Mm-hmm.
The very first time you blow it up, how hard is it to blow up?
Difficult.
Okay, if you blow up that same balloon 15 times, it gets easier and easier.
Mm-hmm.
But also, what else do you notice? When you first get that balloon and it's brand new, it's really skinny.
Mm-hmm.
But if you blow it up 15 to 16 times, it actually gets larger.
Right.
Okay? So even in the relaxed state, it gets larger. It's been shown that katsu does this. A moderate amount of congestion in the muscle, of back pressure in the muscle due to some restricted blood flow, has the ability to expand the muscle overall. And if you can expand it on both ends, where it typically narrows and tapers, the muscle will have the appearance of being longer, but it really won't be longer.
Mm-hmm.
It's not any longer.
Okay. Close grip bench works on my inner chest.
He's saying that's not true?
Yes. You cannot work your inner chest.
I would disagree with him there.
Well, do you remember I was doing Smith bench press tosses?
Yeah.
And my inner chest was really, really sore from
So that
doing
shows
that.
That you can do something that focuses on that area of the muscle.
Exactly.
I'm sorry.
Exactly.
Sorry, I'm having an allergy attack here. Anyway, look, kinesiology is a science. And muscle tissue leverages change with different exercises. So I would say that there are movements that allow the pectoral muscle to contract so completely that the innermost portion of the muscle can also get hammered, so to speak, or really, really get a full contraction. And it's not wide bench presses because you can't get that full contraction. I think that you can find this yourself. If you put your hands in a praying motion in front of you, press your palms together as hard as you can, and then extend your hands forward. You see that you can actually, and especially rotate your shoulders, your elbows in, you can see that you can actually make the inner portion of the pectoral muscle prouder and contract greater. So I would have to disagree that there aren't different movements that allow you to focus on different ranges of the muscle's contractile force and subsequently maybe hit an area that you're not, you know, growing on. I mean, because another one that he probably would disagree with is that close grip squats or hack squats cause a greater flare in the quadricep muscle, which is something that bodybuilders have believed forever. If you don't have enough flare, they would say, well, you got to get close, put your feet together and do your squatting movements that way. And apparently it's worked. I mean, Charles Glass believed in that. And so if he believes that that works, then how can you not believe that other movements, when you change the way you hit the muscle, don't focus on a different part of the muscle?
I must touch the floor on stiff leg deadlift for a full range and maximum strength in my hammies. He said that doesn't mean if you can touch your toes, fine, but that doesn't mean you're getting a greater range in your hamstrings.
That's true, because people round their backs out all the time. When I see people doing stiff leg deadlifts in the gym, I freak out for them, because most of them, in order to do a stiff leg deadlift properly, you have to lock your lower back and push your butt out. And most people don't have the flexibility in their hamstrings to do it right. So what they do is they relax their lower back to touch the floor, and their lower back gets rounded out. You're not doing anything for your hamstrings once the lower back relaxes.
Mm-hmm.
So I agree with them there.
When you stop working out, does all that muscle turn to fat? And he's saying, no, fat and muscle are two completely different entities. Saturated fat is bad.
Well, wait, let's talk about that for a second.
Okay.
Because that kind of leads into the katsu thing again for a second.
Okay.
When bodybuilders like Dave Pulcinella took off for long periods of time, their bodies changed. Now, while they didn't get fatter per se, the muscle didn't convert to fat, the muscles do get smaller.
Okay.
But it's not exclusively muscle protein synthesis. It's that sarcoplasmic fluid that we were just talking about that increases when you stretch the fascia. So since, and that's why people say, oh, bodybuilders have muscle memory. Once they start working out, their muscles come right back again to the original size. And that's true. Much faster than somebody who's never had muscles that big.
Mm-hmm.
So that again speaks to the fact that once the fascia and the muscle cells have been stretched to a certain point, they have an easier time getting back to that point by just uptaking fluid again. And they get there very quickly, and it has nothing to do with muscle protein synthesis. So okay. Anyway, go ahead.
Okay. Saturated fat is bad. And he said, actually, saturated fat has never been shown to have any correlation with all the negative things that the media might have you believe.
That's true. In fact, saturated fat has now been shown to be good for you.
Mm-hmm.
Saturated fats like coconut oil with large amounts of medium chain triglycerides
have
been shown.
Avocados.
Yeah, to power the brain. They do all sorts of great things. So he's mm-hmm. right. Saturated fat has been demonized unfairly.
Taking glutamine and whey protein together is bad. They compete. And he says, in fact, they help with increased protein synthesis when combined. In fact, glutamine improves immune function, and immune function is an indicator of strength.
Yeah, and I agree with him 100%. In fact, I add BCAAs and glutamine to my protein powder when I have it.
I always add the glutamine to mine. It helps with recovery also.
Sure. Glutamine is one of the most abundant amino acids in the body, in the brain as well. So,
I'm going to diet and lose body fat before I start weight training. And he says, listen,
that's what Paula Deen said? Oh, I'm sorry.
Listen, people, weight training is the best way to lose body fat and change composition. We all know that.
Yeah.
Okay, you like this one. Can I get a lift off?
Yeah.
He says, if somebody says this before they start, walk away. If you can't lift it on your own, you have no business lifting that weight.
I have to disagree on this one, respectfully disagree, and I'll tell you why. You look at power lifters, for instance, okay? I think that this is probably true for the average person whose, you know, the whole objective is to bench 315, you know? But when you start getting into the really, really heavy weights, and I'm not even talking about wearing gear like a lifting shirt, that 3 inches from the pins to where you need to bring the bar in order to press it. And sometimes it's more than that. If you're a power lifter, you're bringing the bar over your lower chest. This could be 6 or 7 or 8 inches. When you have a maximum weight, I'm talking about 400, 500, 600, 700 pounds, lifting the bar off the pins and then rotating the shoulders to get that bar 6 inches overhead is a very, very dangerous proposition. So I would say I agree with him with the average person at the gym. But I think that if you're talking to a guy like Wade Johnson, who has a 700-pound bench press, and he says, I need you to give me a lift off. He's saying that, and I don't know that Wade does that, but I'm going to ask him now. He's saying that because he doesn't want 700 pounds on his shoulder joints as he's bringing the bar 6 inches off the pins over to his lower chest. That's a very, very dangerous proposition. So I think that he's probably talking to the average person. And I think that if I asked him, well, what about a power lifter who's got 500, 600, 700 pounds? Now you're talking about a different animal entirely.
Like me with my 135-pound squat.
Yeah, exactly.
Creatine causes cramping and muscle tears.
Yeah.
And he says nothing even close to that has ever been shown.
Biggest lie. If anything, creatine is the best supplement ever to hit the market for so many reasons. It's even great for anti-aging. It's been shown to increase glucose utilization by the brain, which most people who suffer from dementia seem to have a problem with.
Should women take creatine?
Absolutely.
I've always been afraid because I've heard that it makes you hold water.
And it makes you hold water in your muscles.
Okay.
I mean, there are some people who, there's all different types of responders to creatine. Some people, they do hold a lot more subcutaneous water because I guess creatine must be getting caught underneath the skin somehow. There is old wives' tales that if you're looking to lean out, you shouldn't take creatine because it causes a change in substrate utilization that prefers glucose instead of fat. And I don't know. I don't know if that's true or not. But what I can tell you is women will benefit from creatine because it helps make you stronger. And it just brings fluid into the muscles.
Okay.
And you want that fluid. You want your muscles to be strong and saturated.
Okay. And finally, the last one. I just can't build my triceps. Yes, you can, he says. You just need to learn how to do it properly.
Yeah, and I agree with that. I mean, I think that a lot of people, when they think they're hitting their tries, they're really not. But if you do heavy compound movements, heavy pressing movements, I think that your triceps have no choice but to grow.
I tell you, I was doing some giant sets the other day with triceps, and I had to do underbar pull-ups, inverted push-ups, and tricep dips.
Mm-hmm.
My triceps were so sore the next day.
Yeah, and that's good. So, and those are all compound movements you're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
They're not isolation movements like kickbacks or something.
Right.
A lot of people, I see people doing kickbacks wanting their triceps to grow. You can't handle enough weight in a kickback and do it correctly and not potentially injure your elbow and make your tricep. A kickback should be a finishing movement to get blood in the muscle. That's all it should be. It's not a heavy movement to grow triceps. So I agree with them.
Okay.
People aren't doing it right. All right, we have to take a commercial break. We've actually gone long. When we come back, what are we going to talk about?
I want to talk about vitamin D.
Yes, I love vitamin D.
The
you're listening.
D word.
And we've got lots of good listener comments and questions to read after the show, at the end of the show. You're listening to Casual Friday on Supreme Radio. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
From the most advanced supplement company on the planet, Primordial Performance, comes the new Andro Series. Andro Lean is a thermogenic aid that will promote lipolysis and incinerate body fat. Andro Mass creates explosive gains and is highly anabolic. Andro Hard will turn your muscles into granite hard stone while increasing sex drive and maximizing strength. The Andro Series represents the most advanced delivery systems available anywhere. These are non-methylated and completely liver safe and non-toxic. Buy one or stack all of the new Andro Series products today at primordialperformance.com. You already know how great the Testo 100 Transdermal Testosterone Boosting Patch is. Well, now it's even better. The new and improved Testo 100 patch now contains diaspartic acid, stinging nettle root, and androstenotrione to increase free testosterone while reducing sex hormone binding globulin and aromatase enzyme. It's still made in FDA-certified labs and contains all the great ingredients that made it work originally. But now it's even better, bypassing the stomach to deliver its ingredients throughout the day for greater increases in energy, libido, and muscle-building, fat-burning effects. Get 50% off when you use the coupon code SHR4. Go to AGEFORCE.com and use the coupon code SHR4 and get your new Testo 100 patch today.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
No other peptide supplier has a more complete offering than Southern Research Companies. And no other peptide supplier can boast that all their research peptides are manufactured inside the United States in Tier 1 labs. Whether you're looking for IGF-1 long R3, GHRP6, GHRP2, melanotan 2, mechanical growth factor, or PT-141, or hard-to-find peptides like triptorelin or follistatin, you'll find them at Southern Research Companies. Free shipping on orders over $150. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Southern Research banner ad today and do business with the most trusted name in research peptides, Southern Research Company.
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
I'm over my allergy attack, Alisa.
That's a good thing.
Alisa, I have to plug something.
Okay.
My younger brother, who lives in Germany, Adele Musa.
Dr. A.K.A. Dr. Andro.
Yeah. His blog is the best.
What's it
he's
about?
He's had some, well, I mean, he's had some fantastic blogs the past couple days. I got to tell you something. I don't understand why some major magazine hasn't scooped him up. Because he writes some of the most insightful blogs I've ever read about nutrition and supplementation. And if you have never, ever visited Adele Moose's blog, you're missing out on a great opportunity to get news fast, faster than I even produce it. Go to Supversity, SUPPVERSITY.com today, and you can be the smartest kid on your block. Let Adele do all the work. You just have to just read the blog. That's it.
It's kind of like let your fingers do the walking. Let Adele do the work.
Yeah, let Adele do the work and you look smart. There you go. Anyway, so what are we going to talk about?
Okay, so I read an article about vitamin D. This came from Natural Society, and it says, can blood tests detect cancer? And it said, vitamin D tests can long before tumor development. Okay?
Really?
So in the article, it's saying that basically if you have low vitamin D levels,
right,
will
perpetuate these cancers.
Yes, yes.
So so what they're saying is not necessarily a test for cancer, but a test for the proper environment to promote cancer.
Yes.
So by if you have low so what are they saying the ideal vitamin D level is?
The ideal vitamin D level is between 60 and 80 nanograms.
Yeah, I believe that.
Okay, so when I was in the doctor, when I went to have my blood work done about 6 months ago maybe, mine was at 47.
Yeah.
And the doctor said, oh, you're fine.
Yeah, because they don't know.
And I knew I wasn't fine.
Right. And as a matter of fact, you actually backed off of your vitamin D for a while so that you could see where it was, so then you could start supplementing with
yes,
more.
Yes, exactly.
Right.
And plus, it was in the middle of winter when I went, and so, yeah, and he said 47 was okay.
Bill Sardi has written some amazing articles about vitamin D, okay? And Bill indicated that some 500,000 deaths a year just in the United States related to cancer developments could be avoided if people would either supplement with vitamin D or get healthy amounts of sunshine. Which, by the way, some brainless dermatologist not too long ago said in a major media article, no safe amount of sun.
Yes.
I mean, these people just really need to be ripped off the face of the earth and put in a capsule and sent out into space.
In this article, it says, in a video interview that was released in 2009, Dr. Cedric Garland of the University of California discussed research that suggests simply raising vitamin D in the blood could potentially prevent over 75% of breast cancer and colon cancer deaths annually. 75%. And that number is 50,000 each year in the U.S. and Canada.
And I'm working on a blog post because I shot my mouth off not too long ago and said that I believe that sunblock causes cancer, right? Okay.
Yes.
And I stated that people who live closest to the equator don't have near the rate of cancer that people who live in the northern climates do. And I have the research to prove it now. And I have research that shows, that points to the fact that sunblock blocks one type of UV radiation. But a university in Australia proved that it's both UVA and UVB, and UV, and one penetrates deeper. The one that sunblock doesn't block penetrates deeper and also causes cancer. And the one that it does block stops the synthesis of vitamin D in the skin. So it's very easy to look at this and go, okay, you're stopping the synthesis of vitamin D in the skin, and you're letting the more dangerous UV rays into the skin, also linked with skin cancer. So aren't you creating an environment to promote skin cancer? And isn't it interesting that skin cancer has gone up linearly with the promotion of sunblock from back in the 70s? So I'm working on this now, and I'm going to put it up there. But clearly, people who get out in the sun regularly don't have near the rate of all cancers. I mean colon cancer, skin cancer, breast cancer, prostate cancer, none of them. They don't have near the rate of cancer that people who live in the colder, darker climates do.
You ought to have that. I wish we could find the name of that dermatologist that said no amount of sun is safe and have them come on the show.
You know what I say to her? I say cancer grows in an oxygenated environment. I say that no amount of oxygen is safe. I say she hold her breath now. Start now. And don't take another breath so that you don't get cancer. That's all.
I just want to read this real quick. It says, Dr. Garland says a potential 50,000 cases of breast and colon cancer could be eliminated every year in the U.S. and Canada through a simple vitamin D screening and subsequent supplementation.
Yeah, and people can do vitamin D screening at home. ZRT has an in-home test. Life Extension has an in-home test. You prick your finger, you drop it on the Wattman blotter, you send it in, and they give you your vitamin D status. But don't forget, folks, something that we talk about on this show that no one else says is that when you supplement vitamin D, you must supplement with vitamin A as well.
Mm-hmm.
You must, in order to really get all the benefits. But that's another story.
Well, did we talk about adolescence and bariatric surgery a few weeks ago?
No, I don't remember that.
Oh, yes, we did. Because remember that the teenager was on television.
And
said the woman asked her how she changed her diet since her bariatric surgery. She goes, well, I used to be able to eat a whole pizza. Pie.
Now I just
now
eat a slice.
Now I can only eat two slices.
Yeah, right. Because she had her stomach. She had a bypass surgery, right?
Yes.
Yeah, terrible.
There was an article that I think Adele posted this from Science Daily about vitamin D deficiency common among adolescents evaluated for weight loss surgery.
Yeah.
So I wonder if they increase their vitamin D, how that would affect them.
Well, I don't know. This is one of those epidemiological fire trucks cause fires type thing. I'm not suggesting that Adele is promoting the notion that simply taking vitamin D will make them thinner. But there also could be... It's kind of like it could be because these kids they're not out, they're not active,
they're not getting
sunlight.
They're not getting nutrients, all of the nutrients that they need from their diet.
Right, right. And they're clearly not active. They're not out in the sun playing, either. So, I mean, I don't know. I mean, clearly vitamin D can help them because if they're obese, they have a pro-inflammatory environment that leads to cancers. So they really do need vitamin D.
Okay. So here's another article about low levels of vitamin D. This is from Life Extension, associated with weight gain in women.
Well, there you go.
And it says here nearly 80% of women in our study had insufficient levels of vitamin D. A primary source of this important vitamin is sunlight, and as modern societies move indoors, continuous vitamin D insufficiency may be contributing to chronic weight gain.
Again, I have a feeling that the epidemiological sleight of hand is at work here, and these are people, it's not the intrinsic effects of vitamin D that are leading to weight gain, it's the fact that these people are not out there in the world, active and spending time outdoors where sun would shine on them and produce vitamin D. I think that has something to do with it as well. I really do.
Okay, so here's another one. Vitamin D levels linked to Alzheimer's disease. And this is from A4M. And it's saying in this article that people with lower vitamin D levels had a greater risk of developing Alzheimer's disease.
Now think about this, and this makes sense. Why? What is one of the things, the salient characteristics of vitamin D? And that is it influences bone mineral uptake. When you have low vitamin D levels, the bones start to give up their minerals, calcium, magnesium, and so on, into the bloodstream. Okay?
Okay.
Well, that stuff has to end up somewhere. And we already know that plaque is part fat and part mineral. Well, we also know that the thing that causes Alzheimer's disease is a form of plaque. So the calcium in the bloodstream as a result of vitamin D, the lack of vitamin D not keeping it in the bones, lends that ingredient. And then when you get all the other things, the inflammatory responses and so on, it goes, oh, here, there's plenty of plaster, you know, calcium. There's plenty of plaster here. Let's just pack it into these little arteries and blood vessels in the brain. And so I can see how vitamin D status could influence the development of Alzheimer's disease and other diseases like Parkinson's disease, which has also been associated with some sort of plaque buildup now.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I mean, yeah, but again, this is why there's no silver bullet. And this is why you have to spend time out in the sun.
Well, and it's also you have to get your blood test done to find where your levels are.
Yeah.
So you'll know how to supplement.
Yeah. We went long with that last segment. We really should take a break right now.
Okay.
Can we take a break?
Sure.
I have to also mention this in response to my – I texted Coach Wade Johnson. Remember, Coach Wade Johnson is an elite powerlifter. He's not the average human being. With a 1,040-pound squat, a 700-pound bench press, and a 700-pound deadlift. So I texted him and I said, just curious, when you're in competition or training with maximum weight, do you get a lift off in the bench press? And he said, yes, always and absolutely.
Interesting.
Okay, I texted him back and I said, I'll explain later. So again, in defense of Ben, I think he's talking to average people. He's not talking about people. There's a point of diminishing returns where if you're handling some really, really heavy weight, your shoulders are compromised if you're moving that from the pins to overhead.
Like my 135.
You like your 135 pound squat. There you go. Yeah. Just think about that. 135, and that's that. He's doing 10 times that.
Yeah, he weighs a lot more than I do,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, he does. He does. All right. All right. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio.
If you want to outlast, outmuscle, and outperform your competition with a high-powered, stimulant-free carbohydrate source that has zero sugars, you want Carbolin. Carbolin is the original high-performance fuel that will allow you to load your muscles with glycogen in minutes instead of hours. As a pre-, intra-, and post-training supplement, it will give you a hardness and fullness to your muscles like you've never felt before. As an endurance supplement, Carbolin has been proven to increase VO2 max by 2.8%. If you want fast absorption and sustained energy without bloating or cramping, get Carbolin. Go to AAEFX.com today.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
An aromatase inhibitor shown to be stronger than ATD and 6-oxo and a SERM to rival tamoxifen. Finally, muscle-building testosterone levels. Finally, Formax. Old-school testosterone boosters never did quite work that well because they fell short of critical levels of testosterone needed to build muscle. They only controlled estrogen. That's like flooring a gas pedal connected to a four-cylinder engine. No matter how hard you push, the engine isn't going to run any faster. Formex changes that by signaling each level of testosterone production, replacing your old four-cylinder with a supercharged V12. Get Formex. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Formex banner ad today.
Melatonin is the best sleep aid in the world, but it has one flaw, the delivery method. Melatonin tablets are not efficient and can wear off too soon, leaving you wide awake in the middle of the night. Time-release tablets make you feel groggy in the morning. Now there's the Age 4 Sustained Delivery Melatonin Patch. This transdermal patch delivers a precise amount of melatonin from the moment you apply it and continues to do so for an entire 6 hours. This ensures a full night's sleep while waking refreshed and ready to go. Visit ageforce.com and use the coupon code SHRMEL and save 50% off your first order. Go to ageforce.com and use SHRMEL today and sleep better tomorrow. Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram.
Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
No two amino acids have been studied more than creatine and beta-alanine, and no two amino acids have been shown to independently improve athletic performance better than creatine and beta-alanine. When you join these two ergogenic powerhouses together, you get unparalleled results. And when you bypass the stomach and deliver them right to the bloodstream, you get the best single legal performance-enhancing product bar none. Save 50% off your initial order by using the coupon code CB50. That's CB50. Go to ageforce.com today.
Get stronger. Feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
You know what? Adele wasn't listening before.
So you take back everything you said.
I take back everything I said about Subversity and Adele Moussa. No. Subversity is the best place to get your information. Adele, now that you're tuned in, what I said was, you can be smart, too. Just read Adele Moose's blog and impress all your friends with your knowledge. There you go. Anyway.
I wanted to talk about the Vitamin C show just for a second.
Sure.
That was a great show.
Yeah, I got a lot of good compliments on that show.
I just wish people would share it more.
Yeah, I wish people would share all of my things more. I don't know. You know what? I don't know what my problem is. I got to be honest with you. I know there's a lot of other people out there who do blogs and they do radio shows and they
get lots of shares.
Holy mackerel. And I'm like, man, I got to be doing something wrong.
That was a great show. Just, I mean, for everybody, mainstream. And I mean, it was just an awesome show.
Yeah. I
don't know. I don't get it. But anyway, there was an article about vitamin C. And, you know, this just kind of goes along with the show that you just did. About how it helps to regulate blood pressure if you just take 500 milligrams a day.
Yeah, and that's nothing.
That's
milligrams.
Nothing.
I mean, it's 10 times more than
the RDA.
Almost 10 times more than the RDA, yeah. Right.
I was talking to one of my girlfriends the other day, and she said, well, I get vitamin C. It's in my multi. I said, well, then you're probably getting 40 to 60 milligrams,
60.
And that's it.
Yeah, 60. The government says 60 is all you need.
That's just nothing.
And there's so much more research out there on vitamin C that I haven't. I wanted to stay on those two things. As you're pointing out about blood pressure, there's other research on things that vitamin C does as well. So, but we just stayed with the cancer protective benefits of vitamin C, and obviously some of the what is called focal point scurvy, or you may not have all of the frank symptoms of scurvy, but your body is still in a subclinically scurvy mode and you're rotting from this disease. And, you know, you just have to take more vitamin C. It's really simple.
It is.
I have to watch it. Somebody sent me a link to something and I'm going to watch it today. But this weekend, if it works out right, I'm going to show you how to make your own liposomal vitamin C in your kitchen.
Is that with the whatever?
That's the best. Yeah, that's the one that actually the it's almost like taking intravenous vitamin C. It gets right into your bloodstream.
How do you do it?
I can't tell you until I watch it.
Okay.
I don't want to give it away. Come on. I got to get people and hopefully some of you will share this flipping blog.
So you wanted to talk about the differences of grass-fed beef and conventional beef.
Well, I want to hone in on one specific difference that's really important that makes you go, you know, what the hell is the USDA and FDA doing?
Okay.
The most dangerous form of E. coli, the one that kills everybody, I want to say it's like 0157H or something like that. And I'm sorry if the number is wrong. Maybe it's 0175H or something. But the one that keeps killing people, the one that comes from factory farms where they raise cows.
Uh-huh.
The one that it gets into the soil and then it gets onto the greens that they're growing, and then 16 people in 32 states die, 3 days later, and 160,000 people are sick. And okay, that E. coli is virtually non-existent in cows that are exclusively grass-fed. It is only existent to the tune of like 6,300,000 cells per gram of flesh, okay, in cows that eat grain. What does that tell you? If these cows are developing this toxic waste in their body. I go back to what I used to say when I first started doing this show. Don't eat sick animals if you don't want to get sick. Okay? There was an episode, there was a movie with Arnold Schwarzenegger, Predator. Predator didn't eat the guy when he looked at him because Predator was able to see into his body and see that this guy was sick. And he chose not to kill that guy. Okay? Don't eat sick animals if you don't want to be sick. Sick animals, their flesh has things that will make you sick in it. Well, guess what? Cows that eat grain are sick. So it makes you wonder, what the F is going on with the USDA and FDA? They know that this type of E. coli is only present in grain-fed cows.
Do they really know that?
Of course. Oh, please. You know they know it.
That was a rhetorical
question. I know. I know. You know they know it. It's like they don't care. So if you're dumb enough to buy conventional beef, then you deserve what you get. That's it.
Someone had posted on Facebook the differences between grass-fed farm ground beef and then conventional beef. And in this article, it's talking about the omega-3, omega-6. That they both have high omega-6, but omega-3 is higher in the grass-fed beef. They're talking about CLA.
Right.
It's higher in grass-fed beef. Also, vitamin B, vitamin K, vitamin E, and trace minerals such as magnesium, calcium, and selenium.
Right. And selenium is a big one. And more importantly, not only is it higher in conjugated linoleic acid, but it's also higher in the precursor to CLA, which I don't remember the name, and I'm sure that Adele is listening now. He'll probably post it in a second on Facebook. But it's also higher in the precursor to CLA. So not only do you get frank CLA from it, but you get the precursor that will help your body produce more CLA. I mean, grass-fed beef is what nature intended us to eat. And when you cross nature, you cross yourself.
Okay, so Andrew Coben posted, this is just another happened to do with conventional beef and conventional meat. The World Trade Organization, Andrew Coben posted this article on Facebook.
Right.
The World Trade Organization has just recently said that the country of origin labels on all meats are unfair trade barriers.
Yeah, right.
So they're going to do away with those, and soon they're going to do away with those on vegetables too.
This
so you won't know the origin of where your food comes from.
Well, no, again, see? Folks,
unless you go to your
farmer,
you go to your farmers.
You know what? Again, this is Darwinianism at its best. There is a thinning of the herd. If you're stupid enough to let the government protect you and endow the government with your trust on what is healthy and what is not to eat, then I guess your DNA will not be around 100 or 200 years from now. Your lineage will stop soon. For those of us who are smarter, we know if you buy your stuff from the farmer's market, if you buy your stuff from your family farm, then you know where your meat came from, you know where your produce came from, and you know what it is. I mean, this is insane. People shouldn't know. And you know, where the hell is President Obama, who said the words, I'm going to label GMO because American people deserve to know what they're eating? Why don't we deserve to know what we're eating anymore? Why did that change? What happened? Oh, wait, I know what changed. It's money. And plus, there's something else that I'm doing some research on. We're going to do a show on. But apparently Monsanto got some politician to write into another bill, something that would prevent Monsanto's foods from ever being. I got to find. Somebody just sent me an email. I didn't read it, but apparently Monsanto has another shill in Congress who has entered something into another bill that has nothing to do with Monsanto. That's going to give Monsanto some sort of power so that they can navigate the dangerous water they're getting into right now, which is people don't want their products anymore.
People don't want Monsanto's
products.
Yeah,
people don't want Monsanto's product. We want Monsanto to go out of business like it deserves.
Also, while we're on the subject of, I want to talk about raw milk.
Yes,
there was,
please.
Someone posted a chart on Facebook about raw breast milk, raw cow's milk, pasteurized cow's milk, and commercial infant formula. And they're talking about the nutrients and the immune factors.
IGAA, IGE.
Probiotics.
Yeah.
And right. Everything was active in raw breast milk. Everything was active in raw cow's milk. and everything in the pasteurized cow's milk and the commercial infant formula was either unavailable, inhibited, destroyed, or damaged.
Right.
There was none of it was available.
Right. Well, again, if you're stupid enough to give your baby anything but your own breast milk, you know, it's more Darwinianism at its best. You know, you're just not, you're going to build a weak child, and that child is not going to live as long and maybe not even procreate. I mean, children are getting sick. They're getting diabetes at 8, 9, 10 years old. These kids aren't going to live long enough. Or even if they live long enough to get married, they're going to be sterile. There's a reason they're going to be sterile, because nature is at work here. It's like, you're a sick kid. You can't procreate. So if you can't produce your own breast milk, then turn to raw unpasteurized cow's milk.
Yes.
We have people in the audience that don't want to be divulged because they're afraid that Big Brother will come after them and say that they're reckless, whose children are thriving, that have been getting raw cow's milk since they were infants because the mom couldn't produce breast milk for whatever reason.
I also have a chart here that says go non-Santo, meaning instead of buying Monsanto, go non-Santo.
Yeah,
talking about when you plant your gardens, look for non-Monsanto seed companies.
Right.
A couple of them were Abundant Life, Stony Creek, Peaceful Valley, Livingston Seed Company. That's a really popular one.
Is it?
Yeah. Baker Creek, Seeds of Change. That's another popular one. So, you should probably
work,
you know,
a little harder. So,
yes.
In other words, Burpees isn't in there. I bet Burpees is a Monsanto owned company.
Yeah, Burpees is not on here.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. These are all seed companies that don't use the Monsanto seeds.
Good.
Yes.
Good. Until Monsanto buys them.
Yes.
They're buying up seed companies left and right for this reason. But then again, like Bill Gates, the genius that he is, said, we need GMO to feed the world.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. You know what, Bill? Why don't you just give, you know what I'd love? You know what I would love? I just thought of this. I would love for Bill Gates to put in writing that all of his wealth will not be transferred to his kin, but instead given to the people who get sick if it can be proven that GMO foods are making people sick. I say, Bill, the proverbial put your money where your mouth is. You're promoting GMO foods is safe and healthy and needed to feed the world. And if we find out a decade from now or 30 years from now that GMO is not good, I say you give up all of your wealth. You and Melinda go back to driving an old VW, give up everything, because put your money where your mouth is. Indemnify the people who you feel compelled to push your Frankenfoods on. By the way, I'm sure he's a big stockholder in Monsanto.
We should have the right to eat what we want and to know what we're eating.
Yeah, absolutely. And we do. But you have to be smart. You have to find the family farm to do business with. And that's it. That's the answer. Do we want to take another break now, or do you want to go?
Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, because we ended up going long. So we're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, do you know what we want to talk about when you come back?
I want to talk about the new weight loss pill that was approved.
Oh, yes, that I blogged about a while ago. That
yes.
Only got 31 shares, by the way. It was so unimportant. All right, stay tuned. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your question. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
Summer is here. You need help quick. You need the 21-Day Beachbody Challenge from 21dayfit.com. Want muscle? Want chiseled abs? Want to feel great about your body? Then go to 21dayfit.com today and get the results you want in 21 days. From body of work icon Sean Phillips to you, this results-driven 21-minute program for 21 days gives you foolproof success, and it's free. Go to 21dayfit.com and start today, and your abs are on the way. That's the number 21dayfit.com, and download the Summer Supercharger immediately.
I usually avoid protein bars because they're generally just candy in disguise. But that's all changed now. With Quest protein bars, we can enjoy dessert again without the guilt. With 20 grams of whey isolate protein, tons of prebiotic fiber, no sugar added, and only 2 to 6 grams of active carbohydrates per bar, Quest bars will keep you full and lean. I've never endorsed a protein bar before because I simply didn't trust them. That's all changed with the Quest bar. Not just because of what's in them, but more so for what's not. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Quest protein bar banner ad. Start enjoying dessert again.
Summer is here. You need help quick. You need the 21-day Beachbody Challenge from 21dayfit.com. Want muscle? Want chiseled abs? Want to feel great about your body? Then go to 21dayfit.com today and get the results you want in 21 days. From body of work icon Sean Phillips to you, this results-driven 21-minute program for 21 days gives you foolproof success, and it's free. Go to 21dayfit.com and start today, and your abs are on the way. That's the number 21dayfit.com, and download the Summer Supercharger immediately. You may not recognize Muscle Gauge Nutrition, but that's because they've been in the background as a private label manufacturer for some of your favorite brands. Now, get ready to hear their name a lot as an introductory offer. Get 5 pounds of pure whey protein isolate for as little as $11 a pound and get free shipping, too. Each 30-gram scoop contains the requisite amount of leucine to stimulate the anabolic response. Check out these flavors. Cake batter, chocolate, cinnamon bun, ice cream sandwich, rocky road, strawberry, vanilla, and unflavored. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Muscle Gauge banner ad and use the coupon code SUPER. That's S-U-P-E-R. Today.
The ingredients in Bridge read like a who's who of hormones and natural compounds designed to increase muscle mass, focus, and libido so you can keep all your hard-earned muscle gains as you cycle off or diet down. Bridge is not fairy dust. Ingredients like Phytogea, Pregenolon, Phosphatidylserine, and Alpha-GPC ensure you maintain an anabolic environment while Uricoma, Longifolia, Murapuama, Lepidium Mayeni, and Resveratrol keep you feeling strong and focused just the way you were on cycle. Bridge is the most unique supplement on the market that works anytime. Check out Bridge today at needtobuildmuscle.net. Don't lose your gains.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
It's your boy DJ Grandmaster Flash, first DJ to make the turntables an instrument. And I want to say welcome you and yours to my DJ set on DJ Hero. Let's go, baby, let's go!
You remember him, Master Flash? Grandmaster Flash?
Suckers!
I wanted to put this on my MP3 player.
Don't forget the fast speech, you gotta be.
Do you remember him? DJ Grandmaster Flash? Back in the, I was in the college when he was really popular. Anyway, you know, you can't say anything around here with Adele, because he literally, like, you say anything and he's got a study, he puts it right up on Facebook. First of all, I mentioned the acid that converts to CLA, so of course he put vicenic acid. Then he posted the ratios of different things that are in grass-fed versus grain-fed. And then I talked about Bill Gates, and he posts, did an interview. I'm not leaving any money to my kids. It wouldn't be good for them or for society. And he said that Bill Gates already gives away almost all of his money. So you can't say anything. He's like unbelievable. Let's pick something and see if he can find a study on it. Okay. How about that? Warts that cure cancer. See if I find it.
In this article that he posted about Bill Gates, it's interesting. It says that Bill Gates is going to all of the third world countries and is funding mass vaccination programs there.
You wonder if Bill Gates is naive and really does want to do good, but doesn't realize that a lot of these vaccination programs also include mass sterilization, or if he believes that that's what's necessary to do right now.
Listen to this. He says vaccines have an unbelievable impact because families then have fewer children. He said that.
Wow, that's a non sequitur. How did he put vaccines with fewer children?
That's what it says here.
Maybe he means because the kids live longer, so they have fewer children.
Vaccines have an unbelievable impact because families then have fewer children.
That sounds like he's admitting to eugenics.
Once you improve health, then the population comes down because people have fewer children because the survival rates are better.
That's what I was saying. But that's not true. That's not true. I mean, people aren't having more babies because they don't survive, because they'd only end up with one or two babies then.
Exactly.
They end up with 15 and 16 kids.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think so, Bill. I think you're wrong on that one. But anyway, okay, so let's get back on track here.
Okay.
Did you have something where we were going next, or?
Yes.
Did I put you on the spot just now?
Yes, sorry.
Okay, I'm trying to think what I know.
No, we were going to talk about the weight loss drug.
Oh, yes. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Yes. So
I was reading the article.
Right. I got you. All right. So in 13 years, the FDA has not approved the weight loss drug.
And they just did.
And we know they have to, because there's doctors out there saying that we really need weight loss drugs because of the obesity epidemic. No one is pointing at the food, right?
Right.
Like the house is on fire. And everybody's going, we just need to move from the living room to the kitchen.
What I find interesting is they approved it now, but it was rejected in 2010 for causing tumors in tested animals, and that it had side effects ranging from memory lapse to depression.
Well, more than that. And it actually causes heart problems. There's no doubt about it. In fact, on top of the fact that it has all of these negative effects, the research shows that it wasn't even that great of a diet drug. It didn't really work as good as they had hoped. In fact, the drug was turned down on the 16th of September in 2010. Okay? Mm-hmm. So here we are 2 years later. The drug hasn't changed. Its side effects haven't changed. The only thing that's changed is that the FDA is going, okay, you can sell it. Under a couple conditions. Number one, you have to continue to gather data for the next 2 years after it's released on the side effects. So that means that those people who go to their doctor and are prescribed Lorcaserin are actually part of a large test group. Okay? I wonder if they know that. I wonder if they know that they are like rats in a test. Because whatever happens to them is going to determine whether or not the drug stays on the market 2 years later. The other thing is that they said that you got to be a BMI of 30 or plus, which I am, by the way.
Yeah, they didn't take into account for lean body mass.
No. And so I can get a prescription. Or if you have any morbidity risk factors, high cholesterol, diabetes, high blood pressure, you could be 27 BMI and be prescribed this drug. And people are going to line up to get this drug because I'm sorry to say this. I'm sorry. I'm going to piss off a lot of people, but they're just too damn lazy to eat right. And when we talk about eat right, we're talking about not the way the government tells you to eat. We're talking about how we talk about on this show, ancestral diets and exercise. They'd rather take a pill that ensures that they're going to get cancer and heart disease. And I blogged about this. I blogged about this, on June 27th. Because I want people to understand what is going to happen when this drug hits the market. If they are stupid enough to use this drug, or if they allow any family members to use this drug, you can ensure that you're going to either get heart disease or depression or a type of cancer. I mean, we don't even know what the effects of this drug are. This drug acts on a specific serotonin receptor. And that serotonin receptor is throughout the brain. This drug could end up causing Parkinson's-like disease, for all we know.
It says here the side effects and potential for heart valve damage spurred the FDA to set the daily dose level at 10 milligrams twice per day.
Yeah.
Neither the manufacturer nor the FDA tested the Lorcaserin in patients with serious heart disease, yet they only caution use among heart disease patients.
Well, you know, and again, this is, you know, here it is, folks, critical thinking skills. Like before the break, you know, if you buy food that the government tells you is good and safe, then you deserve what you get. If you don't go out and find your own family farm, you're just going to be poisoning yourself, and you're just ensuring that your DNA is not in the mix 100 years from now. This is another example of that. If you think that the FDA gives a real good care, whether or not you end up developing heart disease or not, you're stupid. They don't. What they care about is the pressuring that they received from the company Arena Pharmaceuticals, who's so desperate to get this drug on the market because by 2030, 50% of the population will be eligible for this drug. And they're just looking at the money they're going to make. They're not looking at the deaths they're going to cause. So if you're stupid enough to go to your doctor and your doctor says, well, you need to take Lorcaserin, and you say, fine, put me on it, then I guess you deserve what you get. That's it. I'm not feeling sorry for people who take this stuff. There's enough information out there. We're not the only people talking about this. share my blog. I got so excited. I went to the blog post and I went, oh my God, it's got 32 shares now. And then Elisa says, well, I just shared it.
I shared it online.
I was like, oh, that doesn't count. Never mind.
I want to talk about the ingredient lists on food products.
Yes.
And about how they deceive consumers.
Yes.
It seems, and I know that we've talked about this before, but this is just kind of to, you know, bring it back to the front of mind here.
Sure.
The ingredient lists that are used by the manufacturers, they deceive consumers by tricking them to think that they're healthier.
Right.
Like basically, if they're talking about sugars, they can list brown sugar, high fructose sugar, corn syrup. They can list it in
several. All these individual sugars.
But they list it in several different ways in different areas of the ingredient
right.
list.
Right. So let's say a food has 40 grams of sugar per serving, but one sugar is maltodextrose, and the other one is cane sugar, and the other one is corn syrup. They break them out, so it doesn't look like there's that much sugar because it's not at the front of the list when you're reading the ingredient list. Because everybody goes, oh, whatever's in the first two, three things, that's the majority of what's in the food.
Right.
So it's just the way that they get around lying.
And a lot of people, maybe, you know, if they're in a hurry, they'll only look at the first few ingredients. And if it doesn't say sugar, they'll think, oh,
it doesn't have
that
much
sugar
in it. Right, exactly. Exactly.
Right. Another thing is to use innocent sounding names.
Right.
Like, for example, what was that one? Yeast extract. And it's really just MSG.
They just changed the name.
So now
think about this. This is the FDA at work. It allows these people to change the names so that we don't know what we're getting.
I didn't know that yeast extract just meant MSG.
Me either. So for those of us who go, look, you know, I don't want any MSG in my food, these companies don't take it out. They go to the FDA and they say, hey, instead of calling it MSG, would it be okay if we call it Mommy Loves Me Powder? Yeah, sure. That's a good name. So you look in the list, you go, oh, it's got Mommy Loves Me Powder in it. I'm going to give that to my kids. But it's really MSG. This is the FDA. The FDA, this is corruption at its best, folks. I mean, think about it. Think about if you bought a bottle of poison and said it makes you lose weight, which it does because after you die, you lose weight really fast, and you started selling it to people, and they started dying, and you said, well, look, you know, it's living up to its promise. The FDA is, that's the kind of group that the FDA is. They're all about deception. They're all about deceiving you so that their clients can prosper on the backbone of your illness and death. That's what the FDA does.
Another one was padding the ingredients, like, for example, putting spirulina at the very end of the ingredient list, and there's just minuscule amounts in it.
Yeah, and because that kind of absolves you. It makes you feel like, well, okay, it's got these other things in it, but it's got omega-3 fatty acids in it. Meanwhile, it's got negligible amounts. It's so little that you don't get any of the benefits from this stuff. Right, right.
And the name of the food product has nothing to do what's in it. Brand name food companies make products like guacamole dip that contain no avocado.
Right.
Instead, they're made with hydrogenated soybean oil and artificial green color chemicals.
Right.
But people buy it and think that it has avocados in it.
Right. Right. I think what's even worse than that are the destination names. The names that, like, I can't believe it's not butter. Like those kind of names, because those names have nothing to do with the product. They're a destination name. They're just designed to instill an emotion in you. And the emotion is a good emotion. And so you attribute the good emotion with the bad food. Mm-hmm. I think those are like subliminally dangerous names when they give things those types of names. I mean, that's equally dangerous, but nobody talks about it.
And I know we've talked about this before, but how food companies manipulate the serving sizes so that they don't have to show that there really are trans fats in their servings.
Yeah, as long as it's less than 1 gram per serving.
Right.
But meanwhile, nobody eats those servings. They eat the whole box. Right?
Right.
Yeah, I know. So again, the FDA allows these companies to deceive you to make you sick. Think about this, folks. Why would anyone trust the FDA? And next time you see somebody or hear somebody say, well, that's not FDA approved, just, you know, wish them good luck. Say, gee, I hope you live as long as you can because the odds are against you. The FDA doesn't care what you eat. They don't care if you get sick. Oh, man.
Okay, I think we can do
We have lots of listener questions we have to cover real quick. The first one I have to go to, I reached out to Mark Joseph Dome today because I want to talk to him about something. And he just sent me this very disturbing message back. He said, 2 weeks ago, my mom went in for a quote-unquote routine colonoscopy. That's right. And the next, she was in critical condition with severe internal bleeding. Right with that, Elisa and yourself have been saying, we got lucky this time. I refuse to have one, and my wife just turned 50. They will try to sell it to her based on her age. No way. Didn't your doctor make you sign a piece of paper because you said you didn't want one?
No, I told him I didn't want one, and he told me I had to have one, and I said, no, I don't. And I mean, that's how I left it.
Yeah. So here it is again.
I hear this all the time.
Yes, yes, yes. This is a dangerous procedure. And not only is it dangerous because they may tear the inside of your body, but also I don't think they clean those damn instruments well. Look at your mother. That bacteria that ended up in her stomach came from that scope.
It did.
And there could have been some microbes in that scope that had mutated and morphed into something else, and they just literally seeded her stomach with it.
Mm-hmm. Well, they did an autopsy and couldn't replicate it.
You know what? The medical industry has gone awry. It's nothing about saving people and keeping people healthy. It's about selling them services. Every time they try to find something else to sell you, it's terrible. I hope that Mark's mom does really well, and I hope that she's okay. All right, let's see. We got some good questions here. Okay. This one is a little shocking to me. Okay? All right. So this one comes from Kevin Fox. And I don't know. Let me see when he wrote this. He actually sent this. Okay, June 28th. I didn't know how long I had this one. He says, I found your show in December and have been listening avidly since then. I've gone back and listened to possibly hundreds of old episodes. I continually patronize your advertisers and will continue to do so. Thank you for everything you do. And thank you for listening, quite frankly. Thank you so much. He says, I have a couple questions. The first one I've been meaning to ask you, what happened to you? You were looking really good a couple years ago. Did you stop working out, start eating bad? Was this during the divorce?
Well, let me say something. I take offense to that because I don't think you look bad.
No, but I know what he's talking about. The pictures on Facebook of my 50th birthday, I really do look good. I'm tan. I'm lean. I let my hair get curly, so it looks like I have a lot of hair on my head. And I think that that he looked at that, and then he compared some of the other pictures I put up, which my hair I slick back now so it looks thinner, and I definitely have put on some body fat since those pictures. And he's right; it's from life, it's from stress, it's from coping with my mom.
I think your hair looks better.
No, I know, and you like my hair this way, and that's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is, I think that I have put on some body fat, and that's what he's looking at. Mm-hmm. And I can lose that body fat. That's one of the reasons I want to talk to Mark, actually. I want Mark to help me with my nutrition so that, you know, him being a natural bodybuilder and looking at him, how great he looks in his age.
Mark Dalme?
Yeah, I'm going to have him set up my nutrition. Yeah, that's exactly one of the reasons I want to talk to him. Anyway, he says, okay. He says, also, are you using GHRP-6 still? Is it still considered safe in 100 microgram daily doses? Yes, it is. I listened to the Chrysler show. He mentioned something about bag water or something. I can't tell what he said, but it's something he mixes with the he's talking about bacteriostatic water. I prefer sodium chloride solution. The peptide stays better in sodium chloride solution. It lasts longer. It stays intact longer than in bacteriostatic water. So that's what he's talking about. GHRP6 also raises cortisol. It should only be used during daytime. If you're going to use something pre-workout, you should use pre-sleep, pre-bedtime, use GHRP2. It does not raise cortisol levels. Okay, last question. He says, I've lost a lot of body fat since I started listening to your show. Thank you. I'm trying to lose weight, what's left of what old fat that I've had probably since I was a kid. The fat loss is slowed down, but it's still coming off. The fat that I want gone is the fat on my pecs, abs, and love handles. And this is where I have the hardest time as well, by the way. The pecs have me worried because I think that some of it I may be able to lose without some type of hormone booster or worse, plastic surgery. I could send pics. That's okay. You don't have to. If you're interested, but I'm just wondering what your plans are. I would say that you need to get as lean as you can before you consider plastic surgery. A lot of the fat in the pecs will go away because most of it is not glandular tissue. It's fat. And I would really look to optimizing nutrition. I really would. I would look at my diet. You got to look to your diet for this. That's where the rubber meets the road before you start with DHEA and all that sort of stuff. Personally, I do take 150 milligrams of DHEA and 150 milligrams of pregnenolone a day. But I don't take it because of the weight loss benefits of it. And my diet is what's affecting my body fat. Nothing else. I can't blame it on anything else. So there you go.
Okay. I have a question.
Okay.
From Scott Burbank.
Okay.
He says, now this was from last week, so hopefully he's feeling better, but on Monday I was doing some hill sprints and I heard and felt a loud pop in my right calf. He fell to the ground, went to the ER, and...
Achilles tendon?
Now my question is, he went to the ER and then my doctor and physical therapy. Now my question is, can you guys offer any tips on speedy recovery? As of now, I can't walk or drive without crutches.
Oh my God, Scott, I'm so sorry to hear that. I guess it was an Achilles tendon that he...
Yeah, he didn't say exactly what it was.
I got to believe it's an Achilles tendon. The best thing for you to do is start loading up on glucosamine and chondroitin. And start focusing on things that increase growth factors and start taking at least 2 grams of vitamin C 4 or 5 times a day. Also, because remember, tendon and ligaments are pretty much avascular. So increasing blood flow with things like nitric oxide, while that helps normal tissue heal faster, it doesn't necessarily help soft tissue. The thing that helps soft tissue tendons, ligaments, and stuff like that is increasing growth factors and increasing collagen production. I mean, really, that's where I would go with it.
Glucosamine,
vitamin C, and some sort of maybe GHRP6, GHRP2. I would even say, IGF-1, long R3, and I would inject it locally. I would try to get it as close to the injured area as possible. I'm so sorry to hear that.
I know, me too. Okay, here's one from Alva Valdez.
Okay.
I was listening to an old SHR show about tinnitus. In it, it mentioned what to do to wean off caffeinated coffee without having any side effects such as migraines. One of the things Carl said to use is a supplement called L-tyrosine.
Yeah, it's amino acid.
Could you please ask Carl what it is about the supplement that helps the process?
It actually interacts with the same receptors in the brain that caffeine does. It actually will give you a mildly stimulatory effect, and it will actually interact with the same receptors in the brain that the caffeine does, so you don't miss the caffeine as much. Caffeine and nicotine can both be kicked with, obviously, with other things as well, but L-tyrosine is very beneficial for those types of stimulating products. So that's what it does. And it's also good for thyroid function, too, by the way.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, very good. Yeah, the seleno enzyme cascade is tyrosine, selenium, and iodine. And that's what keeps the thyroid functioning properly. I have a question here from Dave Sullivan. Actually, a comment. Dave Sullivan. This was after Rob Regish did his MIB. He talked about the clearinghouse used by the insurance industry. And by the way, I emailed mine. I asked for mine, and I got it back. And great to know that I have nothing in their file. I was really happy to see that. But anyway, Rob Regish talked about how his MIB file had stuff about him being a bodybuilder and possibly using anabolic steroids, and that could potentially hurt him and get him turned down by an insurance company. Dave Sullivan said, "Hey, Carl," he says, "I'm a life insurance underwriter, and I wanted to clarify why we use MIB. It's used primarily to detect fraud. If you apply for life insurance and are declined because of your medical history, there's nothing to stop you from applying at another company and then not telling the truth about your adverse medical history. In this case, the first company would add a code to the MIB database that the next company would see. I can tell you this is very rare. Usually MIB codes match the history admitted by the client, and there's no problem. Doctors do not add MIB codes, and you have to give permission for insurance companies to do this. We cannot make decisions based on MIB code at all. At most, it will let us know that we need to get additional information. Poor doctoring is a separate issue from MIB, and I can tell you, as someone who reads medical records for a living, there's a lot of poor doctoring going on out there. You really need to pay attention to what goes on in the medical records. They're yours, and you can request copies of them to research to see what your doctor tells you. You'd be surprised how many people are clueless about what's wrong with them. It's kind of scary. Love the show, Dave. So there you go. So MIB is there for insurance companies to enter data, kind of like credit reporting agencies enter data. It's not about doctors entering data.
But you can have access to that. You can ask your doctor for your records.
Yeah, right? And I actually got a copy of my MIB. It's right over here. I opened it. It said my file is completely empty. There's nothing in it, no reports in it. But it does show that a life insurance company checked it recently when I had my life insurance set up.
Mm-hmm.
So,
I just wanted to, Dr. Andrew, when we were talking about the ingredients, or I'm sorry, I still call him Dr. Andrew.
Yeah.
Adele. He says he loved those goat cheeses that are made with goat's milk, but if you look closer, they are 90% cheap cow's milk.
Yeah, and not real goat's
That's
milk.
That's crazy.
Yeah, really. You have any more? Because I want to run through these really quick.
Wanted to give a shout out to Patrick Rogers. He's been posting pictures of his veggies from his garden.
Oh, cool.
And the last one, I told him I had garden envy right now. He has on his table, you can see all of the cucumbers and the zucchini and the yellow squash. He must have a wonderful garden.
Yeah. Greg Geldart posted this. He said about Rob Regish, the guy is a genius, a life coach, a plateau buster, a fountain of useful information, an unparalleled motivator. He is the direct opposite of any and all of the personal trainers I've ever come in contact with. I have listened to and paid money to during the course of my 22 years fitness and strength endeavors. Very nice to say about Rob Regish. Rob Regish really is a fan favorite. Let's see. This one's a question. This is from Matt Ryan. I'll get this. He says, Carl, Rob Regish has mentioned using cherry juice for recovery. There's also some data showing that it can be effective for osteoarthritis. How do you feel about this being that it is concentrated source of sugar? There are 15 grams per 1 ounce. No doubt this will spike insulin. I have been using it intra-workout, so that may attenuate the blood glucose impact, but I'd be curious what some experts have to say about this. Thanks. Your show is the best. Yeah, I try to stay away from these things, even pomegranate juice, because of the sugar. So, yeah, I know. It's really confounding. It has benefits, but then it's got all that sugar, too. So what do you do?
Mm-hmm.
You have anything you want to say?
No.
All right, this one is actually, we got a lot of these. Oh, no. This is a good one. This was posted on Superhuman Radio to show 999 Girls Gone Strong Leader Dispels Myths About Female-Centric Training and Nutrition. Rick posted, great show. I hope many of us support Serena Williams playing soon in Wimbledon finals because she might be the strongest professional female tennis player ever, and her body fat must not be too high given her amazing agility. She does not look like she has a lot of body fat on her. And she is a very, very strong player, and I hope she wins. I really do. This was posted on show 1000 by Aaron Harris. He said, I was going to chime in the same thing. 1,000 episodes calls for a celebration. I'm going to drive up to Kentucky from Memphis and take Carl out for a drink. I'm still waiting, Aaron. I'm still waiting. Come on up, brother. And this last one, I really like this one. The show that we did, Putting the C Back in Cancer and Coronary Heart Disease, at the end I did a little statement about the importance of giving blood and how it can actually enhance health and longevity. And Max posted, I'm 20 years old and have an appointment to give blood at 5:30 today.
Wow.
See, and I'm telling you, we got to focus on this one, folks. Every 2 months, give blood, and in 2 years, a lot of the toxic load in your body will be dropped.
Did you see the post that Jess Perma put that he wanted to give blood, but he was concerned that his mom gave blood on two different occasions? They put the needle all the way through her vein accidentally,
yeah,
damaging the vein so that they are now unusable for
right.
donation.
Yeah, no, I in fact, didn't I commented on it as well?
Yes, you did.
Yeah, and he said, what should I do? And I said, go in ask for the most skilled phlebotomist at, you know, Red Cross, if that's where you're going to give blood. Look them in the eye and engage them in conversation and make sure that they're alert. Tell them the story about your mother and tell them that you do not want that to happen to you, that you'll be very upset, and then let them draw blood. They will be on their best behavior. If you walk in and just sit down and they're busy chewing gum and thinking about what they're going to cook for dinner and they're pissed off at their boss because they made them take a short lunch and all that sort of stuff, yeah, they may not do a good job. So get them to zero in on you and give them a reason to focus on doing it right.
I've had a couple bad experiences giving blood myself.
Really? Like what?
The lady put the needle in and the vein collapsed. So Then she was going to have to get a different vein. So she starts moving the needle around on the inside of my arm.
Ugh.
And it was black and blue and they still couldn't get the blood.
Yeah. You gotta let them know, look, I know that there's a good way to do this and a bad way to do this. Make sure you do it the good way, because I will not stand for if you hurt me or puncture me or, you know, so you could screw somebody else up. Do a good job with me. That's the message that you have to send to them.
I guess try somebody a couple times and try to go back to the same person if they're good.
Yeah, like a hair, getting your hair cut. Yeah, somebody
uh-huh.
Do we have anything else to talk about?
Not now.
I think we've covered it all. Well, thank you for listening this week. And next week is another week. We have great shows planned for next week, too.
Yes, as usual.
Thank you for listening to Superhuman Radio. Share some of my blog posts, for crying out loud.
And the shows.
Yeah, share the shows. See you next week.
Bye.